Well, they've had a tough year with injuries, one win. They lost their coach, a good mate of ours, Bix. I think the hovercraft flipped in the Yarra. Captain Carlton pulled a hammy. But our next guest, and you know what, Bix, this bloke loves playing the Crows, Kate Simpson. Kate, thanks for your time.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hasn't all gone to plan. Which one's the worst, the injuries, the one win, the hovercraft, or Captain Carlton doing a hammy? I'm not too sure, Kate.
Yeah, it was obviously devastating to lose the hovercraft in the Yarra, but yeah, we've had a few other things not go to plan this year, and no hiding that it hasn't. It's been a tough year.
Last week, enormous upheaval. Had to do one of the toughest tasks in football, go to the SCG and face Sydney. How did you rate your performance?
Obviously, it was a bit of an improvement on previous weeks. As you said, it's probably one of the toughest tasks in football, and we also went up there a bit undermanned with a few genuine stars and senior players out of our midfield. It was a good effort by the boys, but still, you don't want to be celebrating 10-goal losses.
Look, it appeared that you narrowed the focus a little bit. I heard a couple of the players interviewed during the week, and they spoke about just things like effort, tackles, and hard ball gets. Was that the sort of aim, just to uncomplicate it a little bit?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, Johnny Barker took over, and you can't really change too much in a couple of days. So, yeah, he just really wanted to simplify it for us and have sort of two real key focus areas. And as you said, it was tackles and hardball gets. And I think right up until three-quarter time, we were, I think, one up in the tackles and a couple up in hardball gets. But as Sydney do, being such a great side, they don't stop, and they... whether they're 10 goals up or 10 goals down, they keep playing the way they want to. And I think they ended up having about 30 tackles in the last quarter, which sort of, got on top of us a bit too much.
Cade Mick's a mate of ours, and he was of yours too. Were you surprised the club moved on him when they did?
Yeah, I was. I obviously had a really good relationship with Mick, not just as a coach player, but probably seeing him as a bit of a friend as well. Pretty tough. You sort of see how hard he works and how hard the guys work around him, and it's never good to see someone lose their job.
And his magic was that he just cared, and you said it again, Kay. We speak to Gibbsy quite a bit, and you know, the players were shattered. It's a hard thing to pick yourself up when you lose, well, not only a mentor or a mate, you know, a fatherly figure, but someone so revered. How did you personally cope with that?
Yeah, it was pretty tough. Probably sort of kept to myself a little bit. I don't know. It's still pretty hard to swallow, and you sort of feel a little bit responsible yourself, being a player and being the one out there trying to perform and stuff. And when it's not going to plan, the coach is the one who cops the whack, and he's not the one out there playing each week. So you feel a little bit responsible. And still quite upset. It's sort of hard to. The swallow that, yeah, you sort of saw him every day for a couple of 3 years, and then he's just gone. So it's still pretty tough to swallow.
What about in a pure football and team sense? You play a certain way, as you mentioned, for 2.5 years almost, and then all of a sudden that person's gone, and we're now playing something slightly different. That must also be some upheaval that's difficult as well.
Yeah, John Barks has been really good trying to get the boys up and sort of just play freely and sort of carefree football, get a bit of enjoyment back in it, because it has been such a tough year. You can't really change too much this early on, but I think over the next sort of 5-6 weeks, we'll really see Johnny trying to implement a few things that he wants to, and hopefully the boys can really grab a hold of those things and in really improve.
One of the difficulties you've had all year as well is just how unsettled your team has been. Every time you've got a few good players back, there's been others that are injured. You've had poor form, so players in and out. Who's likely to come back this week?
Yeah, it has been tough. We've had quite a few injuries. I think pretty sure Juddy will definitely be back. Murph's just got to get through a short training session tomorrow, so he had a run around yesterday and pulled up well today. So he's just got to get through the last sort of easy session tomorrow. Matty Cruiser, finally we're going to get him back. I think that's about it. I think they were the boys that were really pushing and missed last week. So
Aware rap for Matty Cruiser. Has he not had one of the toughest trips or journeys or eventful careers? Bloody hell, he's a ripper, Kate.
He is an absolute ripper. He's a pretty quiet sort of a bloke, but very genuine, works hard. Mm. Just on the field and off the field, the stuff he does is 100% all the time. And, to have the luck that he's had with a couple of pretty serious sort of injuries, it'll be, quite a big thrill for a lot of the boys to have him back out there, because you know what you're going to get, and that's just a fair income crack.
Yaron's ankle, is he okay? That's another one. And look, because he's an SA lad, we've got a lot of interest in Troy Menzel. How is his knee?
Yeah, structurally it was good. So I'm pretty sure he just had a bit of bone bruising. So again, he'll have a little test tomorrow morning. And if he gets through that and pulls up well Saturday morning, he'll be good to go, which is a bit of a relief because he has had a few serious injuries as a young bloke, and we all know the history with his brother as well. So it was, I think when he got the results of the scan, it was a bit of a relief for him.
Talk about take the game on, being brave. You're exactly that, Kate. I really do enjoy watching you play. Well, not a great deal because I'm a Crows fan. Every time you damn well play the Crows, and I go back to round, 10-2014, best on ground with 37 touches, 11 marks, 6 of them were drop-off marks. If you play like that good again, Kate, I'll jump out of the commentary box and I'll be, I don't know, you got a top knot still? Or you just love playing the Crows.
I don't know. That's,
you do?
It's not something I was too aware of, but hopefully it continues that way and we can get the 4 points on the weekend.
You're being modest, Cade. You get the highlight of Penn out as soon as the fixture comes out and you put them over Adelaide. Hey, you've had some success against Adelaide. You've won the last two times you've played. Last time was really interesting because Eddie Betts played against his old team for the first time. Eddie mentioned it in his press conference today that it was a really difficult time for him. I guess you must look at him and be really envious because he's in absolutely ripping form.
He is in some amazing nick, but not surprising. He's a fair freak. Always admired the way he went about it and some of the stuff he can do with the football. And, you're sort of in awe of it. I know he was in contact with a few of the boys over the summer, sending him photos of his six-pack that he was in career best nick, and lost all his puppy fat that he had when he was a young fella. So it's great to see him going well because he is a great mate, and I know how hard he works, so it's great to see him having such a good year.
He just texted us. He's going to sit on your head, Cade, so be careful. And then kick one out of his you-know-what-ski. Hey, sorry.
No, you're right.
Yeah. How was the 6 a.m. swim? What happened there?
Yeah, it was cold. This week, I don't know if it's got above 10 degrees in Melbourne. So, we just ducked down to down the bay. It was Chrissy Yaron just missed a meeting. And we're really trying to sort of set some high standards. When things aren't going well, you can sort of tend to drop off on the little things. So it's something that the Johnny Barker and the leaders have put in place that we want to really lift the standards. And as a footy team, it's one bloke makes a mistake, so we all we all pay for it. No, it's one in, all in at Carlton.
Hey, Cade, one of the things, it doesn't matter what sort of form you're in, it doesn't matter what time of the year, when you get the opportunity to play on the MCG, it's always a privilege. So to get back there and play must be fantastic, and particularly for the young blokes who haven't played a lot of footy, that'll be a great thrill for them.
Yeah, it is. It's the home of football, as everyone says. There's nothing like it. As much as this weekend you might want the roof with Melbourne's weather, it's always good to get back out on the G. It's the best surface in Australia, and you always look forward to it and rise to the occasion.
Well, Cade, good luck this weekend, mate. It's going to be a really good game. I'm sure heaps of South Australians are heading across there to cheer on their side because it's a long weekend, so there'll be great support for the Crows, and let's hope your supporters turn out and we get a fantastic game.
Let's hope so. Cheers, guys.
Cade Simpson, our guest there. Blues take on the Crows. Be live on 5 AFL footy Saturday afternoon. And you're right, Bix. I know a lot of mates, because it's the long weekend, are heading over there. So those that are, some head off tonight or tomorrow morning. Just drive carefully. Take your time. And I tell you, this bloke loves playing us, Bix. Cade, don't he? And I love watching him play.
Well, not only just loves playing Adelaide, well, I think we notice it because he's a great player, but if you watch him most weeks, he's really consistent. He plays across half
all
back.
Or nothing, yeah.
He turns on that left leg so he's often. He's courageous in the air, so he's a very, very good player. So it doesn't surprise when he plays well, even if it is against Adelaide.
They are. But the match in support of the Jodie Lee Foundation, it raises awareness for bowel cancer. Fantastic charity that started actually here in South Australia. So for Carlton members, you're invited to join the Blues players. They're all going to go there and the coaches to the Carlton Social Club event after Saturday's game against the Crows. Now, it's at the Pullman on the Park. Now, that's the Hilton Hotel, isn't it, Bix? The one up near the tram line?
So, yes, it's not far away. It's walking distance, about 500 or 600 metres, just on the other side of the train and the tram, and you're in there.
You're then. So it's the Pullman on the Park. Entry's free. Just show your Carlton membership. If you're not a member and you want to meet Juddy and Murph and Gibbsy and the boys, $10, and the money goes to the Jodie Lee Foundation, which is just a terrific foundation.